call the March 20th, 2018 special meeting to order at 5:25. Okay, so second item, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the team council on any item not already included on today's agenda. If possible, comment should not exceed 5 minutes. If this is not considered sufficient time to address the issue, please arrange with the secretary to have that item placed on the agenda for a future committee meeting. Do we have any public comment? Alrighty, item three, goals workshop 3.1, review team council goals for 2017-18 term. So, let's do it.
You guys should have your goals in your binders. In the annual report from last year. Those were the ones that were suggested to you guys, and then I have a copy of the ones that you decided on at the work or the retreat last year. All have really good eyesight and can read that.
I'll make it brief.
Yeah. Okay, so who wants to read through these? Can you see them from that far away?
I can see them.
All right, you can take one if you want. You can all take turns.
All right, this is kind of like an eye appointment.
Yeah.
Continue the use of surveys, limiting the surveys to one per month. Should I continue on or?
Sure, unless somebody else, you guys want to take turns?
I can continue.
Okay.
Number two, explore expanding senior technology days to additional facilities and incorporate the ambassador program. Increase an advertisement for the event to increase attendance. And number three, expand the teen ambassador program to begin in the fall. Number four, continue hosting workshops such as the Empower Your Inner Leader workshop as a part of the She's All That conference, and explore participating in other local youth events. Explore topics including student stress for future workshops. Number five, build and strengthen the communication between the Teen Council, San Ramon Unified School District, city, and community to address teen-related issues. Number six, promote community awareness of the Teen Council and the role and impact on community. Encourage public attendance at meetings. Number seven, continue to partner on community projects or events encouraging teen involvement. And number eight, continue the Teen Citizenship Award, evaluate new themes, sponsorships, or version of the award to increase applications. Number nine, present Teen Council status report to the Parks and Community Service Commission in the fall and spring.
All right. So those were the goals that you guys discussed at the retreat in August, and you approved them in September. So after reading through those, how do you guys feel about your list that you had compiled?
I feel like we've completed most things mm-hmm. on there, which is really good.
Yeah, especially because we're coming to a close, right?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on them?
Like, I feel like we went through with the Teen Citizenship Award, and like we got the sponsorships from the Rotary Clubs, and mm-hmm. that was one of our main goals, and that mm-hmm. got more applications.
Mm-hmm. Are there any on here that kind of spark ideas or things that you would have changed?
I definitely think that, I don't know if we'd put it in our goals, but for the ambassadors, I would definitely want them to make it a requirement that they come to subcommittee meetings. I feel like giving that more of a structure, and that would give them more involvement in the actual teen council, so.
I don't know if like we're supposed to do this, but I feel like a lot of the goals are very like vague or like super open ended.
They're supposed to be vague. Yeah, exactly.
We did want them to be vague this year. That way you guys have a way of completing them, you know, but not necessarily doesn't like nail you down to a specific format of that. So you guys could do it in some different ways or switch things up. It gives you guys the flexibility for each one. But it's not necessarily measurable, which might be good looking into next year, like having some more like measurable goals.
Right, so as you think about like next year, your goals right now, so goal setting for next year, could be to outline themes, ideas, overarching concepts, and then next year's actual council, when they meet in the fall for their workshop and they actually set the goals, then they can be like, okay, this is how we are actually going to accomplish this. Or they may say, it gives them more latitude versus say, no, you should do X. It's do X through Y and X through Z and figure it out, right? So there's a little bit of different, there's a wiggle room between now and fall, okay?
So we want to keep it kind of open-ended for them to decide later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know from what they had suggested to what you guys decided on were pretty different this year. That was one of the biggest swings I've kind of seen with working with the teen council, which was interesting. So you guys what they decide next year might not be what you guys suggest, which is like what we did this year. But it would be, it is good to give them an idea of what they can start off with, especially if there's a large transition, because you never know what to expect.
So I know that, was someone going? I know that our first goal with the surveys, I feel like, should that be adjusted? What are you guys thinking?
I feel like we shouldn't prioritize that, because I feel like we've had a lot of surveys in the past which we can like use as our opinions and like factual opinions to like look on the community and use for the community, but we don't really need to devote that time to like posting more surveys, because I feel like we have garnered a pretty good description of the community thus far. So we can spend more time focusing on how to fix the issues in the community.
So.
I pretty much agree in terms of, I feel like the idea of the surveys is always to get information, and I feel like us not having a reason to like make a survey is both a pro and a con in itself, in terms of like not necessarily prioritizing our time on it, but there is always information that we could potentially help out with, and maybe we haven't done enough in terms of finding out those areas and like expanding off of them. Like for me, the goal like number 7 seemed, when Rahul talked about being vague, I felt like 7's that different type of vague, in terms of it seems like we're waiting for like other events to ask us for help versus us like trying to like help others create events, in terms of like I feel like the idea of number 7 is not necessarily for wait and like just help community, help like projects that have reached out to us. Not necessarily that, but like expanding more off of like us reaching out to other groups and seeing if where we can help in terms of what we can do to the community. So I feel like that's where.
So would you want to like change it to like continue to partner and reach out to?
Well, I mean, I'm not too more concerned about the wording, more or less like us.
Well, I'm saying like I know that you want us to actually like go out there and search for them instead of wait for opportunities to come to us, right?
I just think the wording is, I feel like how we interpreted it in fall is now high, it's different now. Like continue to partner can mean also us reaching out to groups and partnering with them.
So nothing's stopping you guys.
Finding
I'm not saying there's a problem with the goal, I'm just saying as or maybe our perspective on the goal needs to be changed.
Yeah.
So real quick, going back to let's try to stay on one goal and make sure we're done with one before we jump to another. I mean, it's all good, Raj. But going back to the surveys,
yeah,
right? So,
just go down
the survey. Yeah, I mean, so regarding the surveys, maybe we don't even use the word survey. It's simply the goal is something along the lines of continue to reach out to teens to gather information as necessary.
Yeah.
For right now, and you guys can probably come up with better wording than that, but I mean, something like that. That way you're not tied into a survey a month. Well, what if there's nothing to ask at that?
To meet your vision or goals.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
To meet your vision or goals, something.
Yeah, what we have right now I think is too structured and like strict on a time limit that we don't need that.
And there's nothing that says you have to have 9 goals or 10 goals.
Yeah.
That number always changes. So if this isn't something, you know, that you guys feel needs to be in there, then you can just eliminate it.
I feel like it's an important part to have in one of our goals, because I feel like in the past years that we might, or in the future years we might forget about the use of that survey and its benefit to the teen council. So if we have it in the goals, but just add something like he said, as needed or when necessary, it remind us we still have that possibility to do surveys, but we don't necessarily have to restrict ourselves to have a certain amount every month or so.
I feel like surveys would be better off as like a way to accomplish the other goals we have rather than a goal in itself, because if we like keep it as a goal, it would be more like us just creating surveys like just to create surveys rather than like creating surveys to actually accomplish something in our community,
just to get our goal done type of thing. Okay, anyone else? What are your guys' thoughts? Ambassadors can totally speak and voice their opinions, everyone.
And we do want to, we do also want to today address the goals of the ambassador program. So
would we write a separate list?
I want us
list?
To be thorough and stuff, but at the same time, we have a lot to accomplish before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I think maybe reach out to the teen community as needed, and then move on to the next goal.
Okay. You can combine them into, you know, if we're going through and we see that we can tie that into a different goal. Okay. So what about number 2?
Okay. Explore expanding senior technology days to additional facilities and incorporate the ambassador program. Increase advertising for the event to increase attendance. So I know that this year our attendance was kind of low for the senior tech days, and they suggested maybe a theme for the tech days, or a specific company, like maybe an Apple day or a PC day type of thing. So
Facebook, I use Facebook.
Yeah, I think we should definitely incorporate into that goal, including themes for the tech days, and see if we get more attendance. Because advertising, I don't know if that's necessarily the problem.
They also had suggested at the meeting to maybe do some nights.
Yeah, different times.
Yeah, different times for, which in the past, we would always schedule it before lunch because that's when the highest attendance was in the facility and things. But the thought was interesting to do it at different times because then it could reach older adults that are working and aren't there during the day. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
So then we could think about doing like a senior tech seminar. So it's like at different times throughout the day, we have different people come in and kind of like specialize in like Apple and like Facebook, PCs, Androids, that type of stuff. So depending on when, like what type of help they need, they could come in at different times.
Yeah. I think if we do different times, that would also give us different slots, meaning more teens, like council and ambassadors are able to participate in the tech days. So that could be good.
I don't know if doing themes would necessarily increase attendance, because I feel like sometimes a lot of the questions that they have to ask are really obscure, and by narrowing it to a theme, like we're only allowing like a certain audience of seniors to attend, and I think that would actually like decrease our attendance. Maybe we could have a theme, but then like encourage them to show up, like even if, like for example, if the theme is Facebook, but they have an issue with that, like an Apple product, they can still show up and still get help.
Like kind of like tech days, learn how to use Facebook too type of thing, like
featuring.
Also.
Yeah.
Featuring something. Yeah, that could be cool.
I think in terms of advertising, if there was a problem there, I think one of, this was like floated, I think a couple of meetings ago, but the idea of like getting the senior tech days on like the monthly newsletter that goes out to the senior centers.
It is.
Yeah.
It
I know.
That already.
I know at the beginning they didn't have it on there originally, but
it comes up, the newsletter is already due at that point,
mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
It's hard when you guys decide your dates that the newsletter for that, but they put it in the newsletter, they put out flyers, and they also put it up on the display board with all their stuff running.
Yeah,
so
I didn't think it was necessarily an advertising issue.
Well, we could advertise it to the community more versus just directly through the senior center.
Yeah, like maybe on like Nextdoor or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Everyone good with that one?
So, oh wait, also, so like,
ahead,
do
guys.
We?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so do we have to do it to the seniors in the senior center, or could we advertise to like everyone in the community, but say that like seniors from anywhere can come to this center on this day and get help?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, and what you guys also did this year, which was, I thought, really great, was you expanded to Valley Vista, which was something really new. So you did expand it, and you were really, they liked it there. They were receptive to it. So I think that was a good thing this year that you guys were able to accomplish with that.
And at those ones, did they have good attendance?
First one did have a good number of people come, and they were very like excited that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
We did experience some language barriers, so like it'd be nice if we could work on those and have more people come and help with that. I didn't attend the second one, but someone else maybe.
Yeah, the second one, there's a lot of people that were there. I think the language barrier was kind of tough to get over because most of them could only speak Chinese,
mm-hmm,
and they had like all their writing was in Chinese and stuff, and it was kind of hard.
Well, what you gonna do?
That could be a way where you guys utilize even yourselves, but also the ambassadors, to see if there's volunteers,
mm-hmm,
or anyone that could be a translator, or using your devices as translators.
Yeah, Google Translate.
Yeah.
So the savior.
I also feel like in the goal we should include that we shouldn't limit ourselves to one single time slot per day. So like we were saying before, have like several times for like a specific senior tech day. So if a specific number of team council members can't attend a certain time slot, they can also attend another one, and it would increase the involvement of the teen ambassadors as well. Because I think in the past, we've never really delved into that idea of having several time slots for that senior tech day, and I think,
mm-hmm,
that could be beneficial if we,
mm-hmm,
start doing that, especially,
yeah,
with our themes.
So we might not need them more like frequently, but more time throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Well, also, similar point. Somebody brought it up a couple meetings ago in terms of having too many people at like the same time with a low amount of attendance. So.
Oh yeah, there's no need for like
to
outnumber the seniors.
Exactly. So I mean, in that sense, and that's how we split it up. We have the same amount of people, just like two people at like a 2-hour slot instead of like six people at however you use them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Anyone else? Nope.
So as you guys go through these goals, I'm going to direct your attention, if you have your binders, go to like page one of your bylaws.
Yeah.
Because it talks about the charge and the council's main objectives are. That is what your goals should somewhat be focused around. So I was talking about those overarching concepts. Well, these are even greater overarching concepts. So all of your goals should tie back to this charge, number 1 through 7, right? So Jen's gonna kill me, but you could look at her and go, you know what, we wanna blow this up. We want nothing to do with this. We wanna start completely fresh.
No, I was gonna say that. Like, you don't, like,
well, sure,
as we're going,
right,
as we're going through this, you do, I mean, it's nice to update them and things like that, but you guys can totally come in with completely off the wall ones, and as long as it's relating back to your charge, that's totally fine with me. Because
we're kind of going goal by goal and just revising it for next year. So as much as you guys, that's the easiest way to do this is just revise certain goals and that's great. But maybe we're at a point where that's not really what's necessary. Maybe we need to do something completely different. So as you go through here, if you see a goal that can be combined, doesn't really fit with the charge, or there's a different way to accomplish something, then, I mean, that takes a lot more brain power, but I'm sure if we put our heads together, you guys can potentially do that as well. So as we go through here, just kind of be thinking really outside the box. This is a no limits conversation at this point, okay? And to accomplish your seven things, you may only have five things you want to focus on, right? I mean, those that have been on this council for a couple years or even 1 year, it really takes you guys. I mean, this year we kind of hit the ground running because we had some returners. We knew we had the ambassador program we wanted to start in the fall. We knew we had the Teen Citizenship Award. So things got going really quick. But then there's some years where it takes us till December to really figure out what we're doing. And then we have January, February, and then March, we're already talking about next year's goals. So having nine goals looks great, may sound great, but maybe we just want to scale it back and be like, whatever that new number is, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it really good. Okay, so just think about all of that.
All right, number three, which maybe we can eliminate this one because we've accomplished it. Expand the teen ambassador program to begin in the fall, which you guys did, right?
Yeah.
And you plan on continuing that? That worked out.
So that's just the new time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we could probably eliminate that unless you want to reword it as continuing the teen ambassador program or exploring ways for it to grow or.
Yeah, is there anything that we want to like improve on in the ambassador program that we could include in the goals? I think that would be more effective than just saying like continue.
Maybe it could be something about addressing their goals and objectives.
Mm-hmm. Also increasing their involvement with the teen council. Like Jenna said, she wanted them to be more involved in the subcommittee meetings. So a more vague version of that could be just increase their involvement with the teen council.
Yeah, and I know we're going to get into more of the details with the own ambassador's goals, mm-hmm. but something should be put in there saying that they should be more involved and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, I actually had a question about this. Like, is it allowed for the teen ambassadors to just, like, speak up about the school right now, or, like...
What?
So, like, for the ambassadors present right now, are they allowed to speak up about the school to, like, show, like, what they want to do to be more involved in the teen council?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we shouldn't really, like, be making the decisions for them, but, like, they should have their input, like, be heard. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, this is definitely,
so
like,
to work in tandem.
You guys.
Yeah.
So,
if you guys have anything to say about...
Okay, so, personally, I think going into the program, it was just kind of unclear as to what the objective of Teen Ambassador was. Whatever it wasn't conveyed or clearly. Like, all I got from the program was advertised city events at our schools, right? That's why we have outreach to the high schools, but there's 100 things being advertised at once. So I think that's, like, the wrong approach to getting events out there because no one knows who Teen Council is in, like, in a general high school student body. So I think it's more about publicity from the roots, like getting, like we should start thinking about more effective ways of advertising than having three people spread word of mouth with flyers because that's not effective.
Yeah. I tried in my leadership class to tell one of the secretaries or one of the ladies to post it on School Loop about the event or something, like Yogurtland. So I tried doing that, but they said you have to get it approved by the district first.
All of our stuff is approved.
Most of it is approved.
Yeah.
That one, usually all they need is a disclaimer on the flyer saying this, and we have it on most of our flyers and things like that. So if that comes through again, and you guys have that issue, we can put that on, you know, before they
post on the school views?
The district might have been unfamiliar with the cause because they might have thought that you were just doing it for a personal fundraiser or something, and you weren't affiliated with like the teen council. So maybe
Yeah, they usually just need, it's like, this program is not sponsored by the school district, and it's like a short little sentence.
So does anyone have anything to add about this goal? I know we're going to get into more details about the actual ambassador program later on, so this will just say continue to grow it and increase it.
I mean, in terms of representation, I think this year for the ambassador program, there were schools, I think it was like Pine Valley and Iron Horse, where they had like very low numbers of people who applied versus people from like Windmere, Yale, and Doherty, which had like relatively high. So, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't have a clear, like, solution as to like, how we can maybe, like, equalize that representation so that we can really get, like, a natural, like, representative sample of, like, our community.
Mm-hmm. And it's all, it might just be the kids, and, like, if they don't want to do it at that school, like, you know, it's up to them. But we can't force them to apply. Just, like, do it!
Going off the objectives for like teen ambassadors, I feel like maybe if we had one like meeting with like everyone, like all the ambassadors in the beginning, I feel like that would make the objectives of like the whole ambassador program more like clear. Because like this year, I was really new to like the whole ambassador program and like everything to do with like the city and stuff. But I feel like if we just had one like one meeting with like everyone, it would make it much more clear.
Like, yeah. I know that we were trying to do that, but by the time we thought of like that, like you probably suggested it and it was brought back to us that we should do a meeting. It was the end of the year winding down, so definitely probably next year do a joint meeting with everyone. And maybe even then, like we make goals for the ambassador program now and they can revise it at that meeting.
Sort of similar to that, we should create like a more like structure within the ambassador program and like with meetings, because like that's probably going to help us like accomplish our goals better and have better outreach to schools. So,
Good. All right, anyone else? Okie dokie. Okay, continue hosting workshops such as the Empower Your Inner Leader workshop as a part of the She's All That conference, and explore participating in other local youth events. Explore topics including student stress for future workshops. So we are now doing the,
what's it called? De-stress for She's All That.
Yeah.
This year.
What was the name of the workshop? I made it.
The name is literally De-stress.
It's G-stress? What?
It was originally rest the stress, like, but then it was
no,
like,
it was like less stress equals success.
Oh yeah. Well, I think that. No, the title of my presentation is called De-Stress, but the actual workshop is less stress equals success.
I came up with that. Rhyming's my skill. But yeah, so that's what we're doing this year. I think that the girls really enjoy it. You know, from the past 2 years that I've done it, I think that it's valuable, and it's a way for us to definitely get the word out about Teen Council, but especially the ambassador program, you know, for next year. I think that could be a great way to slowly or like gradually get kids into government, is like they see it at the conference, ambassador, and then they learn about Teen Council, and it's just like, wow, they're here.
Something I would like to see next year or down the road, we used to do this at She's All That and also and I've tried to reach out to them the past few years and they haven't asked us to come back. Mm-hmm. I think with change of leadership that kind of adjusted. So if Teen Council could reach out next year, usually it's the same workshop at both, which has been fine. I think it just helps reach a broader amount of students, but
mm-hmm. different audience.
Yeah.
So, right, and along that line, what about seeking out other youth groups such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts? I mean, you can take that same
model,
presentation, change the color from pink to blue, and now you've got a presentation for
he's
the boy.
All
that. Right. I mean, but there's other groups out there that you yeah. could target this towards, and actually then you could actually do it earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And you've already done it a couple times before she's all that, and we start wrapping things up for your term.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, just like Youth to Youth, there are other groups that we could do this to. We don't have to wait for She's All yeah. That to come
don't
around.
Don't we usually do it at the teen job fair? Like no. a presentation
so
or something?
So we usually will help out. The first year we did the teen job fair presentation.
Yeah.
That was the first.
That was
the
it.
Only time we've done it. So we've always
not
helped
again.
At the event, but that was the first time we've had mm-hmm. something there. And it wasn't as, I think it was a really good idea. And I think it was executed well. It just didn't seem like there was a big pull for it at the event itself. Because mm-hmm. they're there to look for jobs, not necessarily.
Not
the right
fit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was going to say something, I forgot.
So you guys want to get real creative. You go and record these, or you do it really good once, and then you have it on a laptop, and you put it over and over, and you do it at the Art and Wind Festival on your table that you guys are going to be standing at, and you just have it on a loop, and that brings people over going, hey, what's this, and blah, 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 and then you guys get invited to speak to different groups.
Mm-hmm.
You might even get inspired to speak to, like, the adult group saying, hey, what's this all about? We need to know what teens are talking about. What is this? Now, it may not be about stress. It could be about anything. But now people are searching you guys out in whatever your message is. But nobody knows what your message is because we don't put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very often, at least.
Yeah, and the like group at She's All That, that's like it stops there type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It does help. I think it's really important because it ties into really educating the community on what Teen Council does, and really just introducing Teen Council to the community.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a really big thing. Everyone knew what Teen Council was, and now, I mean, like you guys mentioned earlier, nobody knows what Teen Council is. So I think that's something that's really important that needs to be really addressed next year is re-educating the community on what you guys do
mm-hmm.
and why you are important.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, so that everybody used to know what Teen Council was, keep in mind, Ceremony used to be 40,000 people. Now it's 80,000 people. And that grew like exponentially overnight. Okay? So it's not because that this group isn't doing things.
Yeah.
It's simply because that we've grown so fast and we've kind of gotten lost in the shuffle. Okay? So you guys are still doing things. It's okay, now how do we, instead of reaching 40,000, how do we reach 80,000 people? Okay?
Yeah.
And that's, we just kind of have to, until we figure that out, we're going to be kind of lost in figuring out where we're going, okay, and how to get there. So that's kind of where we are now. We're charting new water. How do we get to our end goal of being known again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, it's very important to utilize social media and the internet. And I know that if we are more, if we use the city's social media is more, they'll be maybe more perceptive to give us our own type of thing. So I think that could be a goal of using the city's social media more for next year.
I also think that part of the reason, I guess, like we've gotten lost because there's so many like student organizations and like nonprofits and things like that that like other students just go to rather than going to the teen council. When they need something, they'll go to like these other organizations. So maybe, and like this can go into like our charge, which I think is number four, is like working with nonprofits and private organizations. And so maybe we can like start like talking like Boy Scouts or like student clubs and working with them and helping them like maybe outreach or put on events. Bright Source came in a couple times to talk to us and doing things like that maybe. That way we're not putting on our own events, but we're still in the community and we're helping out.
Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff that you get Teen Council has done in the past included putting on Behind the Orange Curtain, the movie showing, and that was working with April Rivera's group in the community, and that kind of transformed into, that was a movie showing and a panel of speakers and things like that, and that was a huge event. And then that transformed into the Dose of Awareness Walk that began at Iron Horse and is now, you know, grown over the years and is going to be in Walnut Creek this year, which I'll give you guys a flyer. You guys have also did the cyberbullying movie, and it wasn't you guys doing it, it was reaching out to the community and these nonprofit groups and all these other organizations, and they kind of led the way, but you guys assisted with them and partnered with them and helped, you know, put on the events and things like that. So that's still an option for you guys. Mm-hmm. And it could be working with Boy Scouts and different things and these smaller types, you know, doing the workshops and stuff as well. But just because you guys are an advisory board and you guys aren't supposed to be putting on your own events, that shouldn't close it off. You guys can reach out to whoever you want in the community, you know, if that's what you want to do. But
mm-hmm. Would it be possible for us to reach out to parents? Because I think a lot of stress and things like that come from parents, and I think if we have a group of teens talking to them, that can be really powerful.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and something that, and down along those lines, there's Teen Esteem, the group, and they do parent education nights where they'll go into parents' homes and PTA members will bring them in and things like that, and they talk to parents about stress and how to work with their kids and de-stress and things like that. So that could be something that you maybe reach out to them on and see how you can partner or work with them on it.
Yeah.
I had an idea for like what Keith said about like how the community grew overnight basically. So I kind of think that like this ties into like one of the objectives of like making the Teen Council more known in the community. I know that like we're not allowed to like create our own events, but possibly if we could partner with another organization, maybe we could create a sort of like Welcome to San Ramon event. So it's kind of like the teens kind of like showing what San Ramon's really all about. So like, since there are a lot of people who are moving to San Ramon every single year, they may not know necessarily what may be going on at like all days of the year. So like it could be sort of a fun way to like invite new neighbors to the community and like kind of give them like the rundown on like what we kind of do here and like to see if they want to be a part of it. Like that type of stuff.
It's kind of like the welcome wagon.
Yeah. It's like a small town thing, but like just like adapted to a bigger town.
Well, and you could do something online.
Yeah.
Where you do a video, mm-hmm. Teen Council does a video like, hey, welcome, and things like that, and then we distribute it out to new members or new community members and things like that.
Yeah.
Because then like we're
or new high school students
like,
yeah. or, you know.
Because then we're focusing on the people who don't know what Teen Council is, mm-hmm. rather than the people who already know what Teen Council is. Mm-hmm. So like that way we kind of combat the percentage who actually know about us so that we can like be better known and like basically have the opportunity to partner with more people.
We should definitely put on skits.
Well, and it could be something that you work on throughout the whole year and you video little clips of Teen Council at Art and Wind, like, hey, come check out this event, or
yeah.
Teen Council at the library, or, and it could be this ongoing thing, and it, I don't know,
that could be fun.
I feel like the goal, the way we're amending it right now, is sort of tying into goal number 6. So I was sort of wondering,
yeah.
are we going to like combine the two or sort of keep them separate? Because I feel like a lot of the events we're doing, we're always heading back to that idea of, oh, it helps promote Teen Council as well. And that's basically the whole idea for number 6.
I think that like number 4 is talking about the specific She's All That conference, but I think it should be applied to like multiple things. So.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, it could just be youth workshops or, mm-hmm. and you could even tie that into 6 and saying, I think 6 was encouraging, we did 6 because it was about encouraging, letting students know that they have a voice, that they have Teen Council. So mm-hmm. when I went to Doherty High the other week, I let them know like, hey, we have Teen Council. Did you know you have a voice? You know, do you have things that you have concerns about? You can go to Teen Council and let them know.
Yeah.
They're your voice for the community. So I feel like that was where 6 was going towards, was so teens knew that they could come to Teen Council and things like that and have a voice and talk during public comment. You could combine them and
yeah.
but if you feel like it's important to increase your attendance at meetings too, it's like they could be
yeah.
separate.
Maybe like promoting community awareness of the Teen Council meetings
right.
and the attendance, like
yeah.
not necessarily Teen Council as a whole, because that's more of number 4, I guess.
Yeah. So, all right.
I mean, you could go ahead and do work with community or community awareness of teen council, and A, we're gonna do one by She's All That conference and other such presentations. B, welcome video, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you could have one goal with two different ways of accomplishing it as well.
Yeah, and it could just be one goal, and you guys know that you're accomplishing them in two different ways, and when you report, you can say that. It doesn't have to be like lined out necessarily.
I just wanted to talk about something a little different, and I think it falls well into this. So Keith was kind of talking about how as long as something fits into our general guidelines and bylaws, we can try to do something crazy. And
I didn't say crazy.
So I thought this kind of fell into like the idea of getting more people to know about Teen Council, because one of the things that Teen Council is most well known for is when they were able to pass the smoking ordinance. And for like some of the newer members, this was before my time too, but we heard about it a lot, because I think it was the 2013 Teen Council, they were able to pass essentially a law that prohibited smoking in a lot of outdoor areas of San Ramon. And this was a pretty big deal because this group of 17 teens was able to pass a law in the city. And for the past 2 years that I've been on Teen Council, it's kind of been the thing where we're revising the previous year's like goals, which is fine, and then we kind of add new things. But if we want to kind of look into doing something a little bigger like this for the following year, I think there's a lot of things that we can look at. And one of the things that I was just looking at when I was researching this was, for example, like child abuse, right? It may not be a huge problem in San Ramon, but it is in Contra Costa. And like looking at some statistics, there's 1,150 verified cases of child abuse or like child abuse or domestic abuse in Contra Costa. And like in the study that I was looking at, they calculated it to be that the cost to Contra Costa of child abuse is $359.3 million. And like what this cost is basically talking about is like the cost per victim over the course of their lifetime, whether that be like them looking for help from like a therapist or having to maybe not have like the resources they need to survive well in their own house because of abuse from their parents. And although we're not superheroes and we can't stop child abuse from happening, there are little things that you can do. Like there have been studies showing that, let's say, you can't buy alcohol within a certain vicinity of houses or like residential areas. Those areas have less rates of child abuse because a lot of the time alcoholism is one of the leading causes for child abuse. So although we can't stop this, we could look into maybe like stopping alcohol from being sold in places close to residential areas. I don't know how doable this is, but if we're looking at like crazy ideas, kind of like, which I'm sure the Teen Council in 2013 did with the smoking ordinance, that's just something we can look at.
I really like where you're going with it, but again, I feel like we have to focus on raising awareness of Teen Council first, because we're not gonna be able to affect the community if that community doesn't even know who we are.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but the way that I was kind of thinking about it was like by doing something like this, our name gets out. Because I don't think like the general public knowing about Teen Council really necessarily affects something passing within like the actual government. But if we do pass something, then that would be like a kind of a different way to get our name out. Just something to consider.
And yeah, going off of Shruti's point, I think that's really important, not just in terms of impacting legislation, but taking small steps. We actually discussed this in our previous Teen Council meeting with like interest-based events that individuals can attend. So not just like child trafficking, but other issues that we can focus on, such as like the refugee community, the immigrant community. We can talk about social inequity and things like that by attaching our names to not just like community events that are more of like St. Patrick's Day or other recreational events. We can expand to high-impact volunteerism and start reaching out to these individual nonprofits who have a degree of clout in the community. And yeah, by partnering with these organizations, we're able to tap into the volunteerism that's really strong within San Ramon students, and at the same time take those small steps, which we can then accumulate into a piece of legislation down the line. But first, we should be focusing on these individual programs that we can implement at a smaller level with these interest groups. And then once we bring in these interest groups, slap our names onto a bunch of events with other larger organizations, then we can gain more prominence within the community.
You also can think about all the clubs. I mean, your schools have hundreds and hundreds of clubs between the two high schools that already address all these things. So reaching out to the different student organizations on campus that are already doing those things, it prevents you guys from recreating the wheel, you know?
Right.
So what I heard was like, it's most important to get the word out about teen council to later change the world.
Well, I think it's just looking at different ways to approach topics. So stress has been big the last couple of years, but it could be, you know, you change it into child abuse or different, you know, there's different topics.
I think we should definitely expand the topics that teen council is about.
Yeah.
So you guys may just want to make a goal, explore different topics such as child abuse, social inequities. You may even want to just, that's a really big concept over there. Can we even wrap our heads around? And know that the smoking ordinance, that took multiple years. So, I mean, that was not a, hey, next year's council is going to get this done in roughly 5 months, right? So you may also want to think about, okay, what affects teens? And you've got, we have the whole stress thing, but what causes a lot of that stress? It's social media. So shutting off social media for, you know, educating what is social media doing to human fabric, which the guys that originally created Facebook have now come out and said, oh yeah, we know exactly what we were doing. We're getting you guys all addicted to it, right? Yeah. They've come out and said this. Well, shame on them. I don't want to be addicted to that stuff. But I mean, that's the stuff, maybe that's one of the ideas that you guys need to consider is, well, maybe we need to get this out there so people start thinking about this. And social media isn't the greatest thing in the world. It's actually really bad for all of us. That's one idea. You know, the other, you know, some of the other ideas is take on the stress. What does 5 minutes of shutting off your phone do for you, you know, health-wise? Is the whole health aspect to you guys is huge, because the habits you guys form now will eventually get passed on to your kids. Do you want your kids being as stressed out as you are, or do you want to create something different for them? Well, if you want different, then do it. But you got to start somewhere. Okay? I mean, these are just ideas. I am not forcing you guys to do anything, but these are the areas that you might need to think about. You know, social inequity and, well, child abuse doesn't sound sexy, but I mean, those are very high profile things, right? How do we even tackle that? Where do we even start? You guys are pretty much experts on social media. But again, you guys should discuss, you know, maybe next year or however you guys want to word it. But those, you know, you've got a whole gamut from really big to really small that you guys could try tackling. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And like Jen was talking about how there's no set number of goals that we need to have. We don't necessarily need to have 10. Yeah. So if we do want to take something like big and tackle it, obviously like with Keith was saying with the smoking ordinance, it didn't happen in one term. It was like over a lot. So even if we just want to take like next year to research something, like that's one of our main goals. Just making sure that if we really want something to happen, we set it up so that the next, kind of like how we did this year, the next year could take it and run with it. And even if they don't make it to the finish line, they can kind of set that up for the next year as well.
Yeah, everything big that teen council has ever accomplished was multi-year projects. You know, even with the movie showings, so you guys would be working on it all this year, the next year's council would actually put on the event and implement it. And then they'd start working on something, and then the next one. So it's really making sure you get everything all set up for them so they can, you know, hit the ground running, which you guys did this year with the ambassador program and things, which was great. All right. So we need to get through a few more of these real quick so we can talk about the ambassador stuff, because the teen council meeting is supposed to start at 6:30. It can start after 6:30, but I don't want to keep you guys here all night, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I think we're good with that one. Number five, build and strengthen the connection between teen council, San Ramon Unified School District, city and community to address teen-related issues. I think that's something that you guys is important that you guys continue working on, school district especially, just so you guys have that, you know, access to promote your projects and things like that.
Yeah.
So
do we have a bulletin board at Doherty?
We have a bulletin board at Doherty, and we have one at Cal High, which we should utilize more. I do put stuff up when we have it. Something we tried to implement last year was having a liaison to each school, which I think we can try again next year and work on that better. Just so you guys have better communication with the school admin staff. So that might be a way to address that goal as well, but were you gonna say something?
I was just gonna ask if that goal needs to be explicitly outlined or stated. To me, that seems like a, right, that to me, that seems like kind of a no-brainer, that we need to work with the city, we need to work with the school to get our stuff accomplished.
So maybe instead, next year we have like liaison positions for the schools, and then we don't need this goal.
Raj, did you have?
I mean, yeah, the origination of the idea was that last year we talked about us being disconnected from the school.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where that was supposed to be like originated, but I feel like now, I guess hopefully that's like a common idea now that we aren't distinct from them, so then we can build off of it. So I think starting like that may be more of what I feel like next year's council is responsible to do in terms of what like their aspects of what their perspective of how they want connection to it to be. So yeah, I think that the idea is still going to be there. It's going to be how next year's council wants to like put their spin on.
Okay.
Maybe like not having liaisons like for the schools directly, but like the district overall and like attending their meetings. Cause I know like there are organizations like within like Doherty and like Cal that like go to the like board meeting, like board meetings like every once in a while and just like share their opinions with the board, and that has been pretty successful for them. So maybe if we have like someone attend these meetings, we'll get our name out there to the district so that in case they want to partner with us and for anything like, future, they'll be able to.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially at the beginning of the year.
Good idea. This is sort of unrelated because it's not really like tied to the school, but the city center is opening this fall. And I think that's a really important avenue you need to take for advertising, because it's sort of like the centralized downtown that Santa Ramon will finally have where teens can hang out. So perhaps if we can have like a partnership with like the entities within like the city center to further get our name out there, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, and somebody was going to reach out to them and she had sent us an email for them, but they're really busy right now with filling all their spaces in their stores, so I was going to talk to you before the next meeting. So we're going to wait till the fall, I think, but it's a good jumping off point when we get to the retreat in the fall. On how we can reach out to them, because they'll be closer to opening and it'll be a better time to kind of jump in with teen council.
They're pretty overwhelmed right now with filling spaces so that when it opens, all the stores are filled.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But so we haven't, we looked into it, Nikita.
All right. What about promoting number 6? I know we had kind of talked about it a bit.
I think that one's more about teens having a voice, but it's very like related to number 4. So maybe we combine that one or just, you know, keep it because.
And definitely having some like, I think at the retreat, looking at this, some of these goals and trying to figure out how they're gonna like plan out some ways of how they're gonna
accomplish.
Yeah. All right, continue to partner on community projects or events encouraging teen involvement. I feel like that could also be with 4.
Mm-hmm. Is one of our goals talking about partnering with other cities too? I know that that's been a lot of what we've talked about is partnering with like Dublin or Walnut Creek or something. You know,
yeah, my only thing with that is, and I think it's important that you guys work with other cities and get ideas and things like that, but I also want to make sure you guys are focused on San Ramon and how things benefit your community in San Ramon.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get working with the other agencies and things, it turns into broader events or things like that.
So really keep it more localized.
You need to look at the charge of your guys' group and see like how you're going to tackle things in your own community.
Okay.
So I think doing the YAC meeting, the Tri-Valley one and stuff like that, and job fair and all of that is good, and reaching out to them as needed is good, but I wouldn't necessarily make it one of your main goals. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yeah.
What can happen is for number 7, we still keep it as like a separate goal, and then maybe add that it's possible to interact with other the other cities for advice on continuing those partnerships or advice on helping local causes. To see how they like attack the different causes in their cities.
Mm-hmm.
So it still keeps it like a separate goal.
Jen, you might want to just add on there, specifically Bishop Ranch.
Oh, okay.
So that the guys in the fall know that they have to jump on it right
yeah.
away. Does that sound fair, guys?
Yeah.
Like on a more small scale, I guess, I was kind of thinking about having like a farmer's market and all. Like, I know that in like the Windermere area, they used to have like a farmer's market in like the Salamante, like Live Oak area, but I think in like the past year they took it down, but I thought it was a really great idea because like teens were just like it was there like every Wednesday afternoon through like evening, right? And like teens would just come out from their houses, like take a 30-minute break, just like walk to the park, eat like a bunch of food. And I know that's like also another way to promote teen council itself, because like they would have a bunch of booths where like different organizations or like different organizations would come and just like promote themselves. Like I know that there was this like mental health organization that came to promote themselves. It brought a lot of awareness to a lot of teens that came, and parents as well. So I think that teen council could also be like a part of like teen council could also have like a booth at farmers markets. Like I know we have one like in like the Target.
There's one in the Target area.
One's
like,
starting
yeah.
again on
yeah.
Saturdays. Yeah,
exactly.
Saturday
there's
mornings
one,
just starting.
The week too.
Thursdays
and
Saturdays.
When you guys are at school.
Yeah,
but,
Saturday.
And even just pop up events. So like if you drive by where they used to have that, because I drive home that way, there's tons of people out at the park still playing basketball and everything at that park. So it could just be even pop up events or like, you know, soccer on the weekend or, you know, all these field space that's getting used. You guys could just have a table out there, you know, educating them on what teen council is or things you have coming up. So it doesn't have to be, I like the farmer's market idea and stuff, and there's all these other things we have at the farm or like different things that you guys could be present at that I think would help with that.
Yeah.
Continue the Teen Citizenship Award, evaluate new themes, sponsorships, or versions of the award to increase applications. Did you guys want to keep that on there?
I thought it was pretty successful
mm-hmm.
this year.
Yeah.
And it was really cool that we were able to give them a scholarship. It wasn't as like,
mm-hmm.
you know, big as we would have like hoped,
yeah.
but if we reach out to multiple, you know, sponsorships, maybe
mm-hmm.
that could help. And we could give like multiple prizes to like first, second, third.
So what type of themes would you suggest for them to look at next year? Or do you want to put together like a letter this year to hand off to next year's group? Say like a sponsorship letter or something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is there ways that you guys can set up next year so they can hit the ground quicker with it? Looking for sponsorships?
I know
or,
that
you know?
It's been like brought up multiple times, maybe a technology theme. Or maybe like, what else?
What are things that are big to you guys?
We could talk about social media, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the things that you want to address. Things that you want to address are the people that you want to identify. So if it's something about social inequity or if it's about social media, so maybe that should be your topic so that you can identify who's already doing something. And now, wow, look at that. Hey, now we want to partner with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, just identified everybody that's involved in those areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's doing some of the work for you. You throw the idea out, see who's involved, and look at that. Now we've got an avenue to partner with groups.
Could even be about stress, and then you have all these people applying
mm-hmm.
about stress, and then it helps the commission and the city council see all the things going on in the community to combat stress. I don't know.
Could we potentially like split up the Teen Citizenship Award? So like instead of just having one overarching theme and like one sponsorship that's directly related, like since we have like different themes like tech and social media, have different awards based off of what type of help teens have been giving towards the community. So like based off of that, it could be like sponsorships that want to put their name on like mental health aid and like that type of stuff, awareness. Like they could be better suited to doing something with social media and like that. Like in that light, it could be like kind of incentivizing sponsors to be more involved with the award as well as increasing its impact on the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think at this point with the number of applicants we have, I think it's a good idea for when the Teen Citizenship Award is bigger. But at this point with the number of applicants, I feel like if we split it up, it will just decrease the number of, like it will just decrease the number per group. So it'd be only like one or two people just work for each prize and it'd be
everyone's a winner.
Yeah. That kind of deal. Yes. But focusing like also focusing on the number of applicants, I feel like we should also target our advertisement of it, like some goals. Because I'm looking at the website right now and all it says about the outstanding team position award on that website is that Megan Berwan and that's it. So possibly in the future we can have the winners maybe have like a little article about them for that page so people can understand what exactly this award is and from a real life perspective.
Yeah, I definitely think if a city event is going on, maybe the winners should be presented there. I know that they were presented at the parks meeting and the Rotary Club meeting, but you know, I think they should get even more recognition with the city.
Yeah, you can send it out, like if we have our contacts with the schools, we can put something together and you send it out through the student newspapers or, you know, I would think the school itself, wherever they're going to school, would really want to like embrace that.
Yeah.
So it could be different and it's not that difficult to put something together like that and then advertise it more. And then that helps get the word out about Teen Council and what it is and about the city.
Definitely more recognition.
Yeah, adding on to the recognition part of it, they're recognized at the meeting and the Rotary meeting, but if you think about the audience in which they're getting recognized, it's usually not teens other than us who attend that recognition. So even though they're getting that recognition, it's with adults and they're not going to be applying for the outstanding Teen Citizenship Award, if you guys understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that may be increase the relatability of teens to this Teen Citizenship Award.
Yeah, so we can get it out there.
So like we could, like going back to like how you said, like we would have like 1 to 2 applicants, maybe instead of like doing like different themes, we could do like different subsects of a theme. So that way, instead of like splitting up sponsorships and stuff, we could increase the relatability of teens because there are a lot of teens who do a lot of good work in this community. They may just not see themselves as being particularly fit for this award. So by increasing like our decreasing our specificity of the award would probably help like interest more teens in the award and applying for it and being interested in who actually receives the recognition.
Mm-hmm. So less, I know that the Teen Outstanding Citizenship Award this year was focused on what have you done for San Ramon, like, so you're saying more general, what have you done in general, like, that's outstanding?
I mean, not really, it's just like, this may sound a bit too extreme, but like, what good have you done for like humanity?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Just kind of like, scale that back down a little bit, like not for the San Ramon community, but something that could impact the Bay Area.
Well, you do, but again, you guys want it to directly, the whole point of the award was how does it help San Ramon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the nature of the award itself when they created it, and that's how they were able to get it kind of approved and things like that. I don't think you'll be able to move away from it, how it affects San Ramon, but it could be technology in San Ramon, it could be health in San Ramon, it could be, you know, humanity in San Ramon. So there was one winner who was about, she wrote about human trafficking, and she won because she addressed human trafficking in San Ramon. So it could be
could be a different theme, but it has to be surrounded.
Yeah.
Santa.
Yeah. So maybe it's just like in the prompt itself, we could be like, you can talk about like blah, 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 and et cetera.
Yeah.
So like tech, health, humanity, and whatever else you may think fits San Ramon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like,
so give them maybe examples so they know what we're looking for, I guess.
Yeah, and that's really one of the questions I get the most once the applications go out is they want to know examples of past winners. They don't understand like what may
do they like apply for
apply.
It?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know if you have past winners up now that we have a few under you know.
Well, maybe we could put a little description of past winners on our website, and they can go look at those and see what other people have done.
Yeah.
I think that like if we are looking for expansion on this award, it would be really beneficial to have like a teen organization award, because I know especially in Santa Ramon, there are a lot of like, I don't know if organization is the right word, but there are a lot of like clubs and like outside of school. Yeah, basically organizations ran by teens, but like multiple people like running the organization that impact our community. Mm-hmm. And they may not necessarily want to apply for this award since it's not them doing all the work,
right.
But they still have a large impact on this community. And there are like so many of these organizations within our city itself. If we have like an award recognizing an organization itself, we could definitely increase applicants.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
And then the, like.
It kind of is like this, like we don't have the scholarships like the other groups you guys have talked with this year have, you know, but you could recognize a group in the same kind of way, and that could be a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have like a scholarship go to their club type
of
thing.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool.
They're not applying for grants or anything for us, but at the same time we're recognizing a group for
I think that would be really cool.
Well, instead of calling it a scholarship, then if it's an organization, they get it's not a grant, it's a subsidy. I mean, you call it whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a loan. It's not a grant because we don't want money
back.
Well, I guess it is a grant. It's a grant.
Not getting anything back.
Basically, it's here you go, organization. You're doing good work. Do more good work with the money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you want to draw attention to yourselves by doing this because it's a really good thing. So if it's for organizations, well, as Jen said earlier, there's hundreds upon hundreds of clubs between the two high schools. Well, guess what? You just found your market you get to go to. Now you go to clubs. Now a club wins it, organization wins it, or even an individual wins it. You go and make a contact with the school that they go to and say, hey, at the next rally, we want to identify these and get these people to stand up in front of the student body. And now, wow, now they're heroes of the community.
Yeah.
And now next year or the year after, they're like, wow, okay, now we get more and more. Now you have 200 applications to go through every year.
Yeah.
Now you just blew it up on yourselves. Good for you guys.
<And Mike.
laughs> But that's what you want. You want people, you want your peers to recognize that Teen Council is recognizing each other, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's think about this strategically. I think going to the clubs as well as having an individual maybe the road to go. So maybe you still are identifying multiple avenues, but it's one person and then one organization.
Two categories, individual versus a group category.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
so,
you could do an individual one and then do a club one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, so in the fall, it's individual and, you know, or opposite, because then you have more.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Present Teen Council status report to the Parks and Community Services Commission in the fall and spring. I would suggest probably removing this one because there's not much going on in the fall.
And also the parks, they don't really have time to review it when they're looking at other committees' progress. So I don't think it's necessary.
I think it was a good idea. We wanted to educate them on what you guys are doing, but at the same time, the chair has the opportunity to provide updates at every meeting. So I think if we can provide you with more information or pictures or different things you can bring to them, that might be a good way to address that too. All right. So I think that's a good start, and that'll give you guys, I'll send you the notes so you can add it into your annual report for later this week. But real quick, let's talk about the ambassador program and some different goals or ways that we can improve the program going into next year to address some of the concerns that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
All right, your guys, it's time to shine.
So maybe more about communication about when there's meetings or like meetings.
Mm-hmm. So maybe like a mass email that has all the ambassadors on it, so everyone's on the same page.
Mention to the ambassadors exactly what you want from us. If like the objectives change throughout the year, make that known so we can work on it.
So what do you guys think the objectives should be?
To connect the high school that we represent to the city council. Like, is it to advertise events that the city puts on? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
But it can be, I mean, this was new.
Yeah.
This was a new program. It really, the program came about because we have under 100, you know, we have 60 to 75 applicants for teen council every year. So instead of just selecting 19 students for teen council, how do we incorporate all those other students that want to be involved with their community? How do we increase civic engagement? So that's how the ambassador program came about. But at this point, it's really reached a turning point. Like, so what else can we have the ambassadors do? What else can we have you help with? What do you guys want to do as ambassadors? How can we improve the program for you? So,
mm-hmm. What do you guys want to get out of this?
In that case, if we want to make our like position really effective the way it is, make it aware to the student body that something like this exists, because like the city council is half of it, the school is the other half, and we need mm-hmm. to make both parties aware that there's a form of communication between each other, and then that will just open it up to all teens in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were talking about it earlier before, we were exploring the idea of having liaisons to like the district, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can actually sort of incorporate that with the teen ambassador program as well, if we're doing it as well with the teen council. So if we have a teen council liaison going, we might as well have an ambassador going as well to get the, so that the ambassadors know what that's about. So it's not just teen council being involved with school, but the ambassadors as well. Since one of the main objectives of the teen ambassador program is to be involved with school. So what better way would it be than to attend those board meetings?
Oh yeah, in regards to what you said earlier about like the district board meetings and then like how Cal and Doherty had representatives for that, like if there's no representatives for a certain school that goes, that's like regularly attends those meetings, we can make the ambassador of that school go to it. Like at Cal High, we have something, a position called the ASB speaker, and she goes to every city district meeting. I don't know exactly what it is, but like we can have that for each school too.
What's it called?
ASB speaker. So it's like an appointed position.
Oh, I think I remember that one.
It might be nice if they could show us the agenda for the meetings, just so we have a general idea of what's going on. So if we have something to say on the topics, then we could come. And if we didn't, at least we'd know what was happening. In the
for what meetings?
For the teen council meetings.
For the teen council meetings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on the city website, you can find all of our agendas posted. So if you want to subscribe to that, you'll get an email of the agenda each month, and you guys can look at that and come to the meeting.
But this is something that the chair for next year could appoint somebody to say, hey, when the agendas come out, please pass this on to the ambassadors, mm-hmm. so that, because the ambassadors are here to help you guys. They're not
part of the umbrella
right,
of the council.
Right, exactly. They shouldn't have to search for the information. They should be handed the information.
Maybe we have an official, so we have like a secretary person, maybe we have an official like ambassador.
Right. Just somebody to kind of coordinate things.
When you guys do your retreat in the fall, mm-hmm. you guys vote.
Someone takes the lead on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This might be something good for the vice chair.
Oh.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Mm.
It gives them a good kind of specific job to do.
I really like that.
Also, another possible goal for the ambassador program could possibly be to like propose new like events maybe for like for teen council to put on, or like give new ideas to teen council as well, because since we have like ambassadors in like almost every school, like I think it's easier for like the ambassadors to talk to like the student body of their school and like
kind of like even like the surveys that Teen Council made, we could like advertise those as well, not just the events, like also advertise the surveys to like get feedback from like the student body.
Mm-hmm.
So we can like incorporate some of the student body's ideas into Teen Council.
What if it's stuff, what if the ambassadors work with their schools to find stuff going on at the school that the Teen Council could be present for?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That way, because Teen Council can't put on events. They can take your ideas and pass them on to the city. So the Parks and Community Service Department or the city can put on those things potentially. But it might be a good way to get Teen Council involved at all the schools if the ambassadors kind of find an event or something or a dance or I don't know, something going on at the school, like a rally or a,
yeah.
Or clubs doing.
Yeah.
I feel like
and
since
then Teen Council can go and be present out at those things and it brings it back to the school. I don't
yeah.
know.
Instead of the school coming to us, we go to the school
yeah.
type of
go
thing.
Go to the middle
yeah.
school so
yeah.
make a showing of
and I don't think the ambassador program should just be about like advertising. I think they should have a more active role as well. And I think this ties into having more of a representation in like the district and having like the schools know about the ambassador program so they have somewhat of an authority in the schools. And maybe like if that builds up to a certain extent, then we can like host events at the school, maybe like She's All That, or like we can do events like that, but the ambassadors lead it within their own school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that would have to be like, you have to first get authority within the district.
Well, and it could be working through those clubs though, you know, that are already doing those things and we're just partnering with them.
But I think I think at the very least,
mm-hmm.
building on that is we need to introduce the ambassadors to the school administration saying, hey, if you have, you know, something that you want city council or a teen council to think about or the teen council to address, here's some of the contacts that you can work with within the school that can then get back to the teen council. So at the very least, they know who is at least involved with teen council. So that
mm-hmm.
these two, three individuals aren't just faces in a crowd anymore.
Yeah.
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 And another way to get students more involved within the community and within their schools is by having them sit in on site council meetings, which are all open for the public. So students can sit in on those meetings. For Doherty, it's not really necessary because we have multiple teen council members on teen council and on site council.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
What is site council?
Site council is essentially I'm not sure if other schools have it, but it's a group of administrators, teachers, students, parents, and I think that's about it. So all those individuals who are part of the school community sit in on like an elected, basically a council, similar to ours, and they discuss various ideas. They discuss the school budget and other concerns. So having them sit in on those meetings are important. And also regarding Nikita's point about increased involvement, I think the most amount of commitment or involvement on the part of ambassadors actually comes outside of the ambassador meetings we hold. Because by giving them like an agenda or a basic idea like, hey, for next meeting, try to focus on recreational activities and try to send a one-page report. Having them send these mini reports with their own suggestions and with their own priorities helps us really get together and clear up our ideas in our own subcommittee meetings. So by having them target specific goals that we give them, having them write that out and then submitting that to us, that provides us a lot more latitude with what decisions we can make.
Or maybe even simpler on that idea. I know our goals are very vague in terms of what we want to accomplish because we understand what the meaning of the goals is and the flexibility they are in.
Mm-hmm.
But like I feel like especially with ambassadors, and I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but like they all maybe applied for maybe a certain reason or they felt like they wanted to do something specific, they had like an idea of what they wanted to influence at their school, and like maybe having them personally like create like a very specific goal for like either the beginning of the year or like a couple months, and for them to just potentially like focus on that one goal for what they want to do in terms of communicating with teachers or like connecting like different groups together, having them have that one focus of their like term would be maybe more efficient for what they want to accomplish and like how they deal with things.
So I hear a lot of what they want to accomplish. Keep in mind the ambassadors are here to support teen council.
Yeah.
They should be doing what teen council needs to be done. So think about teen council members, and I'm not getting on you, Raj, I'm just making sure that we all understand. Think about when your first year as a teen council member, how much did you really know? Okay, and ambassador program's new, it has even less structure than what the teen council does. So what I'm hearing a lot of, they need to come in, they need to set their goals, they need to accomplish them. No, time out. Teen council just came up with roughly 7 goals, let's say. Teen council needs to figure out how the ambassadors can support those 7 goals. Then next fall, when after we pick the ambassadors, we say, okay, so here's the structure. We're gonna break you guys down, but this is really what we need help doing. This is how you're going to help accomplish our goals at the end of the year. That's really how the ambassadors should be used.
It's really important for them to come to our subcommittee meetings to know what we're doing so they can help us more effectively. So we
really should be talking about we collectively, not they and us, okay? Mm-hmm. So just, it sounds like it may be a very small thing, but it does go a long ways in how we approach what we are trying to accomplish.
I'm honestly going off the assumption, especially with what my subcommittee has been doing with their ambassadors in terms of working together to complete projects. So when I say they, I feel like if the ambassadors have an idea of their own, our job can be connecting our goals with their idea and then helping them do something that they want to do, and then therefore benefiting both. So what I mean they, it's like I feel like that initiative between us comes with their initiative. If like combining the initiative instead of like separating them.
As long as it's supporting the entire teen council and not your subcommittee's sub-goal.
Yeah.
Okay? It needs to all come back to our 7 goals.
So could we potentially do something like we want the ambassadors to come to teen council meetings? So like at the meetings we can have like a special section and like talk to the ambassadors, see like how what we're talking about reflects on their schools. Have them do what's needed to be done, basically. Have them come back to the next teen council meeting, tell us like how, whether it was successful, whether it wasn't. Have their input be like a bigger role in teen council.
Basically, like a committee report.
So it'd be basically, like, yeah.
And I love that you guys were talking earlier about having a meeting with all the ambassadors just in one collective room. Talk about their main objectives and what they want to do with the year. So like adding on to that, we should have that at least once or twice a year, maybe one in the beginning, one at the end, so then you know what you want to accomplish and what you have accomplished. And also maybe a meeting in the middle of the year that's a joint meeting with the teen ambassadors and the teen council members to gauge where you exactly are on that pathway.
So having a joint meeting in the middle. So I know we talked about having one at the beginning, so you're suggesting having one in the middle as well?
So like how we talked about it earlier, wanted to make sure that ambassadors all had a meeting just with the ambassadors and like of course the teen council representatives for them. So they have an idea of what they want to get accomplished for the year. And then one at the end of the year to see what they have accomplished and stuff like that. And then maybe one in the middle to gauge where they are in that.
Well, their term will start in November. So if you do one in like November, December, and then you do one in really the end to see what they're accomplishing is going to be about now, because you're going to want to include it in all your reports and things like that. And then you can maybe have them come to the last teen council meeting and that be the last one. I don't know. Because the middle, the end is kind of now, but it's not really the end because you guys have a couple more months, but you want to wrap everything up at this point. So I think that's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
I think the one at the beginning would be really good because it's kind of like an orientation or kind of like your guys' retreat. And it will help, especially if you're making all these changes, explain the program and stuff.
Do we need to start tracking their hours? Because technically they're city volunteers, right?
No.
Yes.
I mean, they can be.
Right? Because it's how we would potentially get money to recognize them. So along those lines, what I'm thinking is everybody loves swag. You guys, we need to figure out how to get them shirts or something to make them feel like actual empowered.
That's what I was going to say. When I had ambassadors, it was a joke at the time, but they really wanted business cards to hand out to people. They wanted to flash their business cards saying, yeah, I'm an ambassador.
A business card?
Yeah, yeah. Just like with their name and a title and like maybe their email.
Right. So just kind of, I don't know how we would accomplish that, but just kind of start thinking.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a business card. It could be one of those things where you have like a necklace and a badge. Yeah, like a badge. But it's like, it can be like a low quality badge. It doesn't have to be like something exceptional. It can be like plastic and...
Low quality. Sorry, guys. We're going low.
Going off of what Keith was originally saying about like using the ambassadors to fulfill our goals, I think it would be really good if we could have the ambassadors like give access or tutorial presentations like within their own schools during like the free period that they have. Like basically they could like use the presentations that we're already using for She's All That and like just like show it at their school, and then we could like use them to like spread the information that we want to spread to the city. But since we don't exactly have like that level of recognition yet, we aren't able to.
I think going off of Kuhu's point, what was made earlier, in which like we would have like sort of like a committee report perhaps for each school. It has like a set number of ambassadors. Maybe one of those ambassadors can be designated as like a liaison. And we could have like maybe like 6 or 7 liaisons like kind of show up to each teen council meeting and be like, hey, this is what we worked on for this month, this is what worked for us, this is what didn't work for us. Yeah. And just kind of expand on that idea.
Or like sign up, like have the list of meetings ahead of time and they can sign up for it, or you know, that way it's not one person doing it.
You can rotate or something like that.
So I've been hearing a lot from like the teen council members, but we asked all the ambassadors to come tonight. So is there anyone here that wants, I mean, it can be, like, I want to know what you guys think of this program. Is it silly, or do you think these things are going to help improve it, or how can we help support, like, what can we do to this to make you guys get what you want out of it?
I think it has a lot of potential. It's a really good idea because like it cuts out like the middle, well it doesn't cut out middle, but it adds a middle person.
Yeah.
I feel like the city to the school, it's hard to communicate because like things get lost in emails because like the staff has a million emails a day, but then just having the student that goes to both council meetings and the school, it's just, it's really helpful. So I think that next year we know what we did this year, we can just work on making their role more known. Like I like the idea about introducing them to admin at least, and then providing communication both ways.
Yeah. So anybody else? What do you guys think about it?
I agree with Megan, I definitely think that we should like increase the communication between like teen council and the ambassadors, because I think that was definitely like lacking this time. Maybe just because like we didn't have that like initial orientation, or like the objectives weren't like as clear. And also like if they were just like regularly like circulating emails and like just to keep us like in the loop and like to keep us updated, like if we need to like do anything so we can cater like our like agendas or goals towards like helping people, so you know, so there's like more of like a purpose.
Do you think it's easier if you're hearing that through your liaison, or if we have one person communicating to all ambassadors? Like, so if we had like one teen council person, if it's like the vice chair, and they're distributing all information out to the ambassadors, would that, and you still have your liaisons, but you're getting that information more frequently, is that
I think one person
helpful? Okay.
Yeah.
Then everybody's getting the same message and it's not,
Just that.
Anything else? Did you guys feel it was like a good program to participate in, or you wanted to get more out of it?
As an ambassador, I felt like we didn't really get to do much.
Okay.
And maybe like if we set more expectations of what council members want from us and what we should do, that would be something that...
Okay, yeah. I think a lot of this that we've talked about is going to help with that.
Right, I mean, do you think what has been outlined here, If you saw that, do you have hopes for next year that, hey, this is going to give me what I'm looking for this year?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there anything that's missing on that list? Because what I really want is for the ambassadors to walk away tonight going, man, I'm jealous. I wish I was an ambassador next year. That's what really should be happening tonight, because whatever we didn't do this year should be up there, what you're looking for. And I know you had something to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, like, you know, the intention of creating the ambassador program was like a good idea. It's just that it was very vague. Like, when we got in, it was just like, you got in, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You'll be informed, like, when the next meeting is. And, like, we did have ambassador meetings, but it's just, it was very vague. On like they told us to, or, like, you know, Teen Council, they told us to go advertise, you know, like, whatever you guys are thinking about to schools, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's kind of hard to do that when you don't really know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And of course, like, everybody has different agendas, and not everybody's going to be able to make it. But maybe just like, even just sending out an email and informing us on like what you guys are planning to do, or what is like in the process of being confirmed. Mm-hmm. Sending out to the ambassadors to like go out to the office and like having them make an announcement, or, you know, just like spreading it out to your friends.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that team council should be separated from the teen ambassador program, because like she said, it was really hard to have meetings outside of school because everybody has priorities. But the fact that teen council is like more mandatory and strict will like encourage participation.
Okay.
And also like I don't know, they'll be more informed of stuff, and it's kind of weird to have one teen council, one city council, and then like the school, and then like a weird ambassador thing in between that doesn't really like have a place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should combine them and like designate the ambassadors to be the school outreach, and then the rest of the teen council can be the teen council, but just have it all together.
Okay.
So that's more effective.
Yeah.
I think that the teen council, or the teen ambassador program, could definitely help with your guys' surveys. Because I don't think we really did that. But since, like we said before, surveys are to get information about our community, and so if we had the ambassador program advertising them and telling people to take them, like, that can help you guys.
All right, so before we wrap, or as we wrap up, is there anything else that you guys feel like we can incorporate into the ambassador program for next year?
I think it was something Jenna mentioned earlier about having ambassadors, like, having it a mandatory for them to attend subcommittee meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did I put that one? I think that will help too. And incorporating more into the teen council meetings and stuff.
Right.
I just have another idea. Like, as an upperclassman, I know a lot of my friends are, like, you know, it's just an idea for teen council, but as an upperclassman, like, all my friends are looking for internships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at a master meeting, Makita actually brought it up how the city is actually thinking about creating some sort of internships for teens. Like, if you guys do, like, pursue that, it would be, like, we can go out and, you know, bring it out to the students at high school, because I know, you know, especially with college applications and whatnot, it's really going to encourage them to, like, go for it, and, like, it'll also help support, like, local businesses as well.
Okay. So, I think with that, definitely mentioning that we have when Teen Council's going out to all their liaison meetings, like, at Senior Advisory and EDAC and Open Space and all these things, definitely making sure that they're aware that you guys have the ambassador program available, I think would be helpful. Because then they know that we have, in addition to all the teen council, we have the ambassadors and stuff to help with like outreach or different internships or different things like that.
And also to continue, like Akanksha reminded me, like at our meetings, we didn't just talk about advertising, because like, there's not like much you can do about that. So we also talked about a bunch of like ideas over the meetings that we did have. And I think there wasn't really a time during the teen council meetings to express those ideas. So I think someone had mentioned it earlier, I think it was Kuhu, having the like a report, like we have a subcommittee report we can have for each ambassador like group.
Mm-hmm.
Since like I was like for two schools, and we can like express those ideas like that people do come up, so that
mm-hmm.
we can either follow through with them or have the ambassadors move on with their ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll look at adding like an agenda item on for next year.
so you guys can talk about that stuff.
So, all right. Like, just a quick thing, would we want to add more ambassadors per school or no?
No, I think it's I would think it's adequate at this point. Mm-hmm. I would really look at developing the program more before we add additional spaces or anything. Mm-hmm. So I think the focus definitely this year should be taking this, now that you guys have this, now we can take it and run with it and really develop it
more
further.
Clear direction.
And then look at the demand for it and seeing what we can do about that.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Maybe we can keep in proportion to the applications, because like we can still have a max of 3 like ambassadors per school, but let's say there's less than 3. So like instead of admitting everybody as an ambassador, like we kind of use our own discretion and see who would be the best fit for an ambassador position on team council.
We kind of want to do that in terms of like.
Yeah,
if
I
we
remember
feel
like when we were going over the ambassador applications, but like there's a serious issue in like, oh, should we just accept everybody or should we like use our own criteria?
So I feel like the point then is that should be made is that we make sure that we utilize our advertising and knowing that each school knows about the program more, because really the schools that know about the Teen Council more are clearly getting more applications. Like I know Windermere knows about it, I know Gale knows about it, and Jordan knows about it, and that's usually our highest application pool. So it's more, I feel like, knowledge about it, making sure we utilize the month beforehand to advertise effectively versus like worrying about limiting or distinguishing numbers between schools.
So what I would suggest at this point is putting together a flyer about the program right now, before the school year wraps up, or a pamphlet or something that you guys, a brochure, something that talks about what Teen Council is and also what the ambassador program is, or maybe it's one and the same and they're kind of one pamphlet or trifold or something. So if you guys can put something like that together, whether, I don't know what group you want to do or have the ambassador do or whatever, but that way you can have it ready. So when you guys meet in the fall, you have something to distribute out to the schools. That way you're not struggling, because if you have to approve it and everything, that's gonna put you back a month, and you guys all know how that goes. So maybe put that on your radar in your groups, to put something together, that way you can get it approved this year and then you can hit the ground running next year. All right? Okay. So Jenna, do you want to wrap up this meeting and then we can?
All right. Yeah. Item number 4, adjournment. The next meeting will be held on March 20th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. at the Dory Sleeping Community Center. And it's done at 7:01.
There we are.